So again, as I said before, I give everyone credit. Come out on a cold night, you could be doing a million other things to be able to learn Torah. It's definitely a tremendous thing. So shkoyach to you guys. Specifically tonight, I mean, what we try to do over the summer, we try to learn different unusual things that you're not going to learn in high school, you're not going to learn in elementary school, whatever. Everyone here, I'm pretty sure, is in high school. There's some high schools throughout the tri-state area, including Kushner, Breweria, TABC, DRS. They're starting to do a very specific thing, starting to learn something called Hasidus, the Baal Shem Tov, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. And a lot of high schools, it's becoming very, very popular, very, very attractive. So I thought this summer we would try to be able to, you know, try to connect a little bit on a very practical level to different lessons we could learn from the holy Hasidic masters. So one master that we've been learning a lot from this summer is Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. It's not just a song, Rabbi Nachman, it's not a song, it's actually a person. He was the great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and he has a very special place in Hasidus. Happens to be, and nowadays, thousands upon thousands of people flock to his burial site on Rosh Hashanah. People leave their homes, they leave their families, and I even try to get my wife to let me go this year, but to no avail. But people mamash flock to Rabbi Nachman to daven by his kever. Only him. No one else. No other kever in the world. People dafka go to him. Rabbi Nachman had a big promise to anyone who comes to him in Rosh Hashanah, he would dafka be meil tziosher to Hashem, and the daven for that person. That's a little just a background of who Rabbi Nachman was. I could tell you from here until next summer about different stories about him, but it's not for now. Tonight, I just want to be able to focus on a very particular and a very practical way in Avodas Hashem. This Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh El. I say from one of the Rebbe's, the Kabrina Rebbe, and when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, what happens to Rosh Hashanah? We all know it's a judgment day, but you can't just come to court without preparing anything. You have to be able to prepare. And what's the time to prepare? The time to prepare is El. So now, even though we're the week before El, because we already bench Rosh Chodesh El, it's brought down by the Sfarim, it's brought down by the holy books, that El is already upon us. Once you already bench the Chodesh of El, once you already bench the month, it's already Bechinas, it's already coming in. So we're going to learn tonight 15 lines, some inside, some outside, what it exactly means, tshuva. A practical way of tshuva. Every single person knows the famous things of everything in tshuva. A real person wants to do tshuva, the Rambam says, someone who has to what? He or she has to leave the sin. He has to do vidui, and he has to say, I'm never going to do the sin ever again. However, Rabbi Nachman is going to give us a very different approach to someone who's going to want to do tshuva. Rabbi Nachman basically is going to tell us the number one way you want to be able to do tshuva is to be constantly evolved, be addicted, be an addict, smoke up, drink tehillim. You guys are thinking like drinking beer? No, don't smoke, don't drink. Rabbi Nachman is saying you want to come back to Hashem, smoke up tehillim. You should mamish get crazy with tehillim. Tehillim is the number one way to get closer to Hashem. I just want to read you a lashon from Sichos Haran, from Torahs from Rabbi Nassan, his maid student Rabbi Nachman. Then we'll go back inside to the sheets you have in front of you. Listen to what he said about tehillim. Amiras tehillim, the saying of tehillim, Maila gedola kiilu amram David HaMelech ba'atzmo kiu amram meruach hakodesh. David HaMelech wrote tehillim. He wrote it with ruach hakodesh. Ruach HaKodesh munach besoch hasevos. There's Ruach HaKodesh hidden within the letters of Tehillim. Ukesha omram hu me'ora b'ruach piv as Ruach HaKodesh ad shenechshav ki'ilu amram David HaMelech alav Hashem atzma. When a person says Tehillim, it means when you go outside right now or tomorrow and you just say a parak of Tehillim, you're making David HaMelech say the Tehillim in his kever. It's like you're uplifting the Ruach HaKodesh within him. And this is what he says there. Hu musuga me'ol l'rapas achol alios lo pitachon rak al Hashem izbach. And Abramish, even if a person even knows what the words you're saying, sometimes, and I'll say specifically for myself, you say Tehillim, especially Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos morning, girls probably aren't there at davening yet, they come a little later, but for the girls who are there, I give you a lot of credit. I don't know what sometimes the words I'm saying, but Rabbi Nachman says, it doesn't matter, even though if you don't know what you're saying, the words have such a koach, they're such a level, they have a Ruach HaKodesh to be able to bring tremendous yeshuas. I'm sure everyone here knows, there's a shul in the five towns called Ish Kodesh. Rabbi Moshe Weinberger is the rabbi of the shul. His wife, the Rebbetzin, Mitzvah Weinberger, once gave a shir in Washington Heights. My wife went to the shir. She said that she does, I forgot who she quoted from, but she said if she only knew the koach, the ability of Tehillim, of in her earlier years of bringing up her kids and everything, all should we do, all, the whole day, what should we be doing? Just saying Tehillim over and over again. That's all should be doing. Even if you don't know the words. I'll be honest with you. It's very hard to be able to know every single word. Right? But we all know the classic Shia Malos, you have the art school. Say Tehillim is a tremendous level. Tremendous, tremendous thing. And listen, now, Rabbi Nachman, let's go to your pages inside. I know everyone's tired, and I want to be able to get to the crux of the thing. So far, we saw one thing. We know that Tehillim is written with the Ruach HaKodesh. Someone wants to come back to do tshuva. The number one, Rabbi Nachman says, we have to be addicted to Tehillim. Listen to what he says here, where the bracket is on Ayin Gimel. This is found in Likutei Maran Tanyana, Os Ayin Gimel. Here we go. Rabbi Nachman, I'm going to stop. He'll do the rest of the talking right here. Misha Rosa Liskos with the Shiva. Someone who wants to be able to merit in Shiva. Someone who wants to be able to be a better person, to be a better son, to be a better daughter, a better friend. What should he do? Yerogel Ba'amiras Tehillim. He should be constantly involved in saying your Tehillim. Now, he's not saying that you have to be saying that's all you're saying all day. No, a little bit after in the davening, a little bit after Mincha, one a little bit in the afternoon. Ki Amiras Tehillim, this is what he says. Mesugol the Tshuva. He says, Amiras Tehillim, it brings out a person to Tshuva. As we saw before, when David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, he wrote it with a tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. And when a person taps into Ruach HaKodesh, it uplifts a person inside. Rabbi Nachman is going to get a little Kabbalistic here, but it's not going to be for us. We'll read it, but we're not going to be able to, we're not going to focus on it right now. But we'll read it and we'll translate it, but it's not for us. Listen to what he says here. Kiyesh Nun Shari Tshuva. There's 50 levels or 50 gates of Tshuva, just like every single third grader knows. That Klai Yisrael, if they stayed one extra minute in Mitzrayim in Egypt, they were on the 49th level of Tumah. If they would have stayed one extra minute, they would have been on the 50th level of Tumah. So too, there are also 50 levels of Tshuva. And this is what he says here. Umem tas sharim, yachol kol adam nichnos pahem la'asigam. A person, it's humanly possible for a person can only understand and enter the 49th levels of Tshuva. Ach shara chamishim, however, the 50th level of Tshuva, the 50th level is only for Hashem. As we know, even by Hashem, we know Hashem does Shuva, for whatever that means, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, Perek Gimel, Shuva alai v'ashuva aleichem. Hashem says, if you return to me, I'll return to you. If you ever heard the famous Eitan Katz song, which is just a little brackets, the song is called Shuva, the city is actually called Shuva as well, Eitan Katz fan. Over here, the CD is called Shuvu, and this is the puzzle where he gets it from. Shuvu alai, v'shuvu aleichem. Hashem says, if you return to me, I'll return to you. So listen to what he says here. And we're just going to fly through this, and then we'll get back to the main point. Ve'elo memtas shari tshuva, hei mechenes memtas ozia, sh'yesh b'shmos sh'nemasar shivteka. Rabbi Nachman says, just like the 49 levels of tshuva, there are also 49 letters of the names of the shvatim, in the Shifteka. If you count up all the letters, Reuven, Shimon, Gad, Yosef, Binyamin, it equals 49 levels. Why? Kichol shar v'shar, yesh lo os mimam tas osia shashvatim. Because every single letter is another gate of tshuva. Here we go. V'hineh ha'kol chavatzim liras ha'shmecha, v'avit pikein lav kol ha'adam v'shazor chalas ha'shuva. Okay, that's all the Kabbalah for now. Basically, it says that every single person has the ability to be able to come back to Hashem. And even of those who can't, they could still try through those letters. It's not for now because I don't even know what he's talking about. He back to the simple people, back to us simple Jews, right here, where the prayer says Ki Yesh Echad. This is what he says here. Ki Yesh Echad She'en Lo Hosaras Klal Teshuva. Sometimes, and I'm sure this happens to you guys all the time, happens to me all the time. We don't feel like we want to come back to do tshuva. We don't feel like we want to be better. We don't feel like we want to be better diviners or better learners. You know, we just say no. This is who I am. This is how Hashem created me. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I did this for the past 10 years. I did this for the past 5 years, and I don't want to do. I'm not going to come back, Tashem. So this is what he says here. Afila mishi yesh lo ozor shel tshuva. Even sometimes we do have that spurt to come back, Tashem. Eino zochel lagia laos v'ashar shel tshuva shachlo. Sometimes we're not able to get back to that letter, get back to that gate. So now he's throwing a little bit more of that kabbalah in here, but we're going to plow through it as well. Afila imagila sham. Even if we get to that feeling that we could do it. Sometimes the door is just closed. Sometimes we push so hard and we try our hardest, but we're not able to do it. But Rabbi Nachman is going to tell us one treasure, one secret. You want to do tshuva, you want to come back to Hashem, and sometimes you know, I know when I was in high school, there's a certain thing I was working on, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And what's the number one way we have just to plow through? That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Vayidei amiras tehillim, through saying to them, afilu mi she'en lo shum esor lo sol tshuva. Even a person doesn't feel like he only wants to do tshuva. But you know what? And even if he's not feeling it, he opens up his besitter. He said, you know, I once heard this guy, Mirzov, said in the summer of 2015, he was crying about saying to Hillim, I don't feel like I Hashem has wants anything to do with me. I don't feel like I want to, personally, I don't feel like I want to come back to Hashem. But something down deep is telling me something I'm going to say to him. I'm going to say one paragraph to him. Va'ayidei amir is to Hillim. Even if a person doesn't have any awakening to do tshuva, who misor lasus to tshuva, the gam zocha ayedet tielas alagi al hashar, the os hashayach lov liftach hashar. Is able through saying to him, is able to open up the gate, able to come back to Hashem. So now we're crying about how great is Tehillim. So what's everyone's question? What's so great about Tehillim? Tehillim is part of the Torah. Why dafka Tehillim? So now this is Rabbi Nachman's going to end off here, and then we'll close. Rabbi Nachman was going to say, because it was David, we'll give a little introduction, because David HaMelech, what he went through. David HaMelech, if you ever learn about his life, he went through a lot of hardships. People said he wasn't Jewish, his mother wasn't Jewish, he went through a lot of things. Listen to what he says here. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Gimel. Ne'um ha'gever hukam al. It talks about David HaMelech, and the art scroll it says, David HaMelech, he was one who sat in the assembly, a sagacious man. Listen what he says here. The Gemara Darshan and Moi Kazan Tazayin on my base, right here. Shehiki Mula Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech was the paradigm, he was the pinnacle, he was the number one person of Tshuva. Why? Uni'im Zmiros Yisrael, and he was the number one who brought all the songs to Klal Yisrael. Right? The Tehillim is filled, we know all the songs that all these Jewish singers have. Eitan Katz, Shweki, all these famous singers, they all get their stuff from David HaMelech. David HaMelech should be getting a paycheck from all these people when they ever have the concert. Or when Moshe Abban was here last night. I mean, some of those songs weren't found in Tehillim, but some of them were. Lamai said, but David HaMelech wrote everything here. This is what he says here. Ki ade b'chines neim z'miras Yisrael, t'haynu sefer Tehillim, sh'yosot ayidei zeh hukam ula shal tshuva, ki ayidei Tehillim zochen tshuva. We see that David HaMelech infused the Tehillim so much Ruach HaKodesh. He was the number one who brought the songs into Tehillim. That ability to be able to, that Ruach HaKodesh is zocha for a person to do tshuva. So why is David HaMelech now the number one person to be able to write Tehillim? As the Gemara says over here, the last two lines, and then we'll close. Zeh she'amar Rabbi Zinu Zuchon HaRacha, and Avodah Zorah Da'al HaMabez, Lo haya David roi lo samasa, maisa, ela kedei lohoros l'tshuva l'yachid. David HaMelech wasn't apropos for him to do that maisa, except to show everyone the ability of what tshuva. So what's Gemara talking about? What did David HaMelech do wrong? Everyone here knows. People think that David HaMelech, when he sent Bathsheba's wife, when he sent Bathsheba's husband to war, and then he took Bathsheba as a wife. So everyone was crying. I can't believe David HaMelech did that. I mean, nowadays, if that happened in, on whatever channel you watch, on E! Entertainment or People Magazine, people would say, oh, David HaMelech sent this guy's husband to war, to Iraq, just so he could take his wife. Chas v'shalom. David HaMelech did this, he had the purest intentions, for whatever reason. No one knows whatever it was. But the Gemara says here, that David HaMelech did that action, just to show people that the ability that they could do tshuva. You don't have this now written in Eric. I wasn't able to copy the last sentence, but just right here. Nimsa she'ika harasa tshuva, ayyidei David HaMelech. Hashem is showing us the number one person in all of Tanakh, in all of Torah, that shows the person, that a person can always come back, is David HaMelech. When all the cards are going for you, and people say, this guy here, he doesn't have the lineage, he doesn't have the ability to be able to come back to Hashem. And look what he did. He did the worst thing in the world, but he still comes back and he still plows through. That's David HaMelech. He still wrote to Tehillim and was able to plow through the hard times in his life. So David HaMelech, now we see, is the paradigm of the person who went through hard times in his life. He wrote to Tehillim, and Dafka, the number one way to do tshuva, he was the paradigm of tshuva, and Dafka, the number one paradigm way to do tshuva, is Dafka saying Tehillim. Because he wrote to Tehillim with tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. Achko echa ve'echa kfi mashu yachol, limso as asma besoch sefer Tehillim, lizgo so tshuva aidei amiris Tehillim. And every single person on their level to be able to find themselves within Tehillim, and be able to merit the tshuva on their own level through Tehillim. And he closes it over here. should be made tshuva. Tahina be'elav asir should be made tshuva. Kol Yisrael also us by miras tehillim. Ki amiras tehillim mesugal tshuva. He says we see that a lot. And he's talking about 300-400 years ago in Europe. They used to say tehillim a lot. Davka in the times of Ella. Why? Because we know that at times of Ella, times of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's the main time for tshuva. It's the main time you're able to come back to Hashem. So if someone asks you right now, oh, what did you do the past 20 minutes? You tell them, I learned Torah. But not only did I learn Torah, the last 20 minutes I learned one thing. I learned that Tehillim's mamish are a very, very special thing. It's not just a stam thing. I just opened up the book and I know what I'm saying. The words, the letters, they have a tremendous impact. Like David HaMelech, he didn't put one extra letter in one parak and one extra letter in another. Everything was a tremendous thing. So tomorrow morning, when you say to him after davening, because that guy Mirzov said he was crying to you about drinking Tehillim and smoking up Tehillim, and for the rest of Amir Tashem, for the rest of our lives, we'll just throw ourselves into Tehillim and say, you know what? Sentence, I don't even know what the words are saying, but Rabbi Nachman's saying it's a very special thing. He said that Tehillim brings a person closer to Hashem in tshuva. Even if a person thinks that he's not, or he or she, Hashem does, why would Hashem want anything to do with me? Davka Hashem wants something to do with us, because we see David HaMelech, people think that he did the wrong thing with Bathsheba. But Davka the Gemara says, Davka did that to show people the kolach of tshuva, to show people that a person is able to always come back to Hashem. And the number one way to come back to Hashem, Davka is saying to him, so now coming to this Rosh Chodesh El, this Shabbos, we should be zocher mir to Hashem on our own level, whether that means saying 10 brachim a day, or one parak a day, whatever it is, we should be zocher mir to Hashem to take upon this advice, this piece of great advice from Rabbi Nachman, and Mir Tashem, make him proud, and make his great-grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, Zuchus Agin Aleinu, proud. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll come to Rosh Hashanah, we'll come to Yom Kippur, with the only good things, Ksiva Chasima Tova for everyone, and all of Klai Yisrael, and all of our family, is a good year, and good health, Bez Hashem, Yisroch. Shkoich.